Good morning, Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian with you. And every week at this time, David Snell joins us. It is our Tech Talk segment. David Snell joins us from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. And good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right. So the topic this week seems very interesting. This has to do with nostalgia, bringing old photos to life.
Well, not quite back to life, but back to some movement that may either surprise you or creep you out. Depends on how you look at it. So the genealogy forum platform MyHeritage has released a new feature that will animate the faces in still photos using video reenactment technology. That sounds pretty cool anyway.
Wow.
So it's very reminiscent of the Harry Potter series. As you remember, as you walked past those pictures on the walls, they would move, mm-hmm. and some would even talk to you. Well, these pictures aren't talking, but they just look like they're looking at you or they're doing something that is really pretty. It's pretty cool, although it's pretty creepy.
Okay, so we're talking. I could bring back any old photo using this technology, and that means having, you know, a photo that, you know, maybe somebody that you never saw in real life moving around. So there's no video, nothing of the person moving, but somehow this technology can do something with the photo.
Yeah, it's AI technology, and it uses some pre-recorded video drivers of facial movements that are common amongst us humans, and that's what they apply to the pictures. And I don't really understand how they do it either, but they apply it to the pictures, and you can actually watch the eyes move or the head turn or things like that of a still photo.
Wow. Okay. So there's some examples that we're looking at that in the link that you sent, and it's pretty wild. I mean, to just think that you could take, because some of these examples, there are these very old black and white photos where, you know, you might have a sort of very stoic face that all of a sudden, you know, the eyes blink and the lips curl upward. It's fascinating, but I can see what you mean about creepy too. Like, it could be a little unnerving to see this happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you can see it on a website, I'm sure the next thing that will happen is you can put it in one of your smart devices, like, say, an Alexa that has a screen. So that could be your screensaver of great-great-grandma, and maybe finally cracking a smile, which you never did, you know?
What? Yeah, because, I mean, one of the examples you have here is there's a man that is smiling, and someone says, it makes me so happy to see him smile again. But, yeah, you're right. So, these are just movement standard to humans, so you could do things to these people or these photos. They could move in ways, maybe the person, you're right, didn't smile very much.
Yeah, exactly. So they're using sequences of real human gestures is what they say. So, and they're just applying that to certain segments of the photograph. And it's pretty quick. If you upload a photo, within a minute or two, that is already animated and ready to go.
Huh.
Wow. Okay. How much does this cost?
Well, the sign up, or there's a free account on MyHeritage that you can upload a photo, and from there the process is automated, and you can do up to 5 photos. But then the genealogy is a monthly fee that you will pay forever. Now let's talk about genealogy sites for a minute. Now this is all cool with seeing these pictures, mm-hmm. but when you think about an ancestry.com or a genealogy or MyHeritage, people who use that are uploading or inputting all kinds of information about your family, your mother, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, their dates of birth, where they lived, all the things that hackers want to get on us.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, so, this was my concern. Yeah. What is the fine print here that we need to be worried about? And there it is.
Oh, the fine print is that they don't take any responsibility for anything that happens once you sign that privacy policy. Or you don't even sign it. You just log in. If you log in, you've accepted it. So they're not responsible for anything. That does change when things go to court. But you have to be able to prove that it was the hack of your data on that site that caused something to happen in your life. that's usually sometimes harder to prove.
Wow.
So, years ago I had started doing a genealogy report on my family,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to put it online, and then Pam reminded me that that's not a very smart thing to do. I thought it was cool. I could share it with my family, but even if you're only sharing it with particular people, it's still on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
You don't know.
Well,
but so this deep nostalgia, the
yeah.
AI, is pretty cool to look at, and you can upload pictures of, I don't know, they had up there, they had a bust of somebody that they actually had that moving eyes, and that never really moved.
You're right. They're the photos of people, which might be kind of fun to play with, but yeah, you're right. It is a little weird. They have Alexander the Great, with an eyeless smile or something. I mean, it's a little weird to have a statue moving, but yeah, you can have any type of human face, mm-hmm. I guess, become animated in some way. But I mean, I think it would be, I mean, is there a way to just have some fun with some photos without signing up to put my genealogy on there, or have you found that out? Because I mean, it does seem like it would be cool to play with this.
Yeah, and you can sign up for a free account. You do have to sign up, but you don't have to put up any personal information that would lead back to your family's history. You can just use any photos that you want play with them online. You don't. You know, it's not like you have to build the whole ancestry tree.
Okay.
You just have to get signed up, log in, and start playing with the pictures.
What do you think, Lisa?
Oh, that's kind of neat.
What do you say? We put up pictures of our relatives up there and see what happens?
see who we can get to smile?
Yeah. It could be fun. It could be interesting. I don't know. But I'm intrigued. So I'll have to find out more.
Yeah.
Where do we go to find out more about this, David? You have an article all about it, right?
Sure do. And the links to signing up and then looking at the photos that we just talked about, go to my website at xsmartit.com, click on the blog link.
Yeah, we've got some great examples there so you can see exactly what mm-hmm. we're talking about and what these photos could look like for you. It's interesting. Just another way.
I'm going to try to upload a picture of my dog Bella and see what we can do with it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That'd be good.
You have to share that.
I will.
All right.
Thanks,
David.
Have a great day.
You too.